clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. I'm here with my buds. What a gorgeous day. It's a little hot in Southern California.
And speaking of your buds, some of us are smoking.
Oh, you're always smoking honey.
We were in the green room. We had a good time.
Oh, is that what they say? Green around the gills?
Hey, that's what they call it.
Welcome back, Elliot.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. My co-host, Jessica Sweet. Sweet Jessica.
Hello, Patty. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you back. Anyway, we have two fabulous guests. Elliot. Elliot was ill, and we don't know what he has, but he was green around the gills.
Yeah, didn't feel too good.
So we're glad you're back. We're glad you're feeling better. And today it's a girl's day, Elle, so you are...
the only guy on the panel.
You are so lucky.
I know.
Today's your lucky day.
I know.
And we have Nicole DeMonda of Sugar Leaf Delivery Service, and it's a cannabis delivery service for both recreational and medical marijuana. And also we have Janet, correct me if I mispronounce your name, Shriver?
Shriver.
Why aren't there two E's in it then? No, I'm just teasing. Change the spelling of your damn name. No. Janet Shriver of Crave Skincare, which is made with cannabis.
Yes,
the cannabis plant. The cannabis sativa plant.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking to both these lovely, and they're very lovely, aren't they, Elle? We
Big
got
time.
Lucky today.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Can you? Do you think you can control yourself? You have two, you have three fabulous looking girls
I
and
know,
the
right?
usual bitch. What are you going to do?
But you're my favorite bitch.
I know.
I always tell you even when we're not on air.
Yeah, I'm his bitch. I'm sorry. What can I say?
That's
Wait
it.
A minute.
Anyway, I'm sure that everybody's excited to talk about what Donald has recently done.
Oh, God.
I know that I'm in a constant state of awe. I love being entertained. And I don't know what to say. I'm so... I don't know if any of you out there heard it or talked to your friends about it, but he spoke at the Boy Scouts, what is it? They have some kind of an awards thing. Do you know what it is, Elle?
If I had to guess, it's some kind of annual meeting that the Boy Scouts have of that region in West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, check it out. Look it up and see for sure. So we don't want to be accused of
I was
fake
watching the news yesterday.
Okay?
It was purposely in West Virginia because that's the state that he has the highest approval rating, which is at 60, which is...
I'm not surprised there. Okay.
Taking a deep breath.
It could be Florida, but we're not talking about it. Anyway.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed to be from Florida right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I loved what he started out saying, who the hell wants to speak about politics? That's how he opened his speech to Boy Scouts.
And then he just did that exact thing.
And then he started ranting and raving.
Yes.
And thank God my child was a girl and wasn't in the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. Anyway, who picked him? Who thought that he would be a great speaker to speak to the Boy Scouts? Do they find...
Patty, I'm so sorry.
What?
We picked him. I mean, collectively as a country.
I did not.
It's horrible.
I did not.
Shame.
No, but one woman thought... Who thought that having an unpredictable, ranting lunatic speak to children was a good idea? That's what this lady said, and I thought, I couldn't have said it better.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
And then...
You know what? When I first heard the story, I thought it was like Boy Scout alumni. So it was like men.
No, they're grown men.
I know that. But it wasn't until later on when
Someone
I got home and I was watching
loose.
The late news, and they were like, yeah, I was like 11 and 12-year-olds, and I was like,
He was
Whoa.
Speaking to... About politics and how Obama never spoke at this prestigious event. And then my favorite thing that he said, this is what really made me love him the most. We're going to be saying Merry Christmas this year.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's, is that going to be his claim to fame now?
Do you believe that? Do you believe this was what... I'm thinking, am I hearing wrong? Am I stoned? What? No.
I don't know that I've ever heard
it went on for 35 minutes.
Relevant speech or thing to say from a president to children. I'm not wasting my voice on this. No, I don't want to talk about him.
I just think it's hysterical.
It's horrible.
No, I have the quote from the Boy Scouts right here. This is their response.
Oh, please.
In quotations.
I love it. Go out.
Woolly, nonpartisan, and does not promote any one position, product, service, political candidate, or philosophy, end quote.
But he's not a political candidate. He's the president.
I know.
Right.
Unfortunately.
He's supposed to be the role model of the United States of America. Mm. I love it. It's so hysterical.
Well, I mean, that's the sad part. He is the role model. Children
exactly.
are acting like him in schools and beating each other up.
Wait a minute. Have you people been listening to news about people that are going to be, that are thinking about running for president of the United States in 2020?
Did I hear that
Dwayne
the Rock
Johnson?
Oh, Johnson.
Hold on.
Seriously.
And he'll probably win.
And then yes. and then it's
will.
Officially I won't say it.
Wait, Dwayne the Rock Johnson. There was a I have to find it because there was another one and I'm thinking, really? Are you kidding me? I don't know. Elliot, you think I should run?
Oh my goodness.
I think Kanye is running.
Kanye, thank you.
Seriously?
Thank you. Yes.
How
it's been going
interesting.
On for quite some time.
How
interesting. Kanye's thinking about he made that announcement months ago.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just going to be a TV show then.
Correct. It'll be reality
TV. Why don't we just call a spade and make it a TV show?
Wait a minute. Somebody would call that racist.
Is that a racist comment?
Elliot?
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
does
man.
That come from a
Elliot?
Guy? Do
no,
I know
I'm looking at,
wait,
at
I don't
some
know
of
where
this
that
Trump
comes
stuff.
From.
I'm, okay. I'm just shaking my head. No, there's just more to that story. And then there's even more that we're not discussing.
Sorry.
About what?
What about Sessions? You know, he's shit-talking about Sessions
okay.
right now.
I'm not done talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
We're not. I was just joking.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
No. You're not racist. I'm the only racist person on this panel. Oh my God, who else is running? There were so many people and I couldn't, they were so fabulous, movie stars.
Just also to mention, Jeff Sessions apparently is being sued.
Well, that's Jeff?
Yes.
Who's suing him?
Children.
No.
Aren't they?
No. The football player.
Oh.
Marvin. As a matter of fact, I met him. His name is... Who's the guy?
Marvin Washington.
Marvin Washington. I have a picture of Marvin and I. He's like 10 feet tall.
And so what's
and
happening with him?
He is suing Jeff Sessions.
Oh, he teamed up with Montel. Don't play.
He...
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is suing the DEA,
wow.
better known to us as the Dumb Employment Agency, the DOJ, better known to us as the Department of Jerks, because of the... violation of what right is it now? Come on, guys, help me out here.
Well, they're saying that keeping marijuana Schedule 1 is unconstitutional.
Right.
Correct.
But like on one base, on what basis, Elliot?
On the basis of nothing. They just don't like cannabis.
No, I mean, what are they using as their argument for why it should be removed from Schedule 1? Do you know?
Who?
The people who are suing Sessions.
Oh, it's because it helps the
because
kids.
Because of all the proof that they've had,
here, let me look, let me
cannabis works.
Let me look
yeah, he's got it right in front of him. Hold on.
Two children using medical
that?
Marijuana in Iraq vet with post-traumatic stress disorder and a social justice nonprofit organization.
And also they were talking about how cannabis has never met the Schedule 1
criteria.
Exactly. And so there's three parts of the criteria, and you know that it's just never been met.
The 89-page complaint filed with the Southern District of New York by attorney something Hiller further claims that the federal government does not believe and never has believed that cannabis meets or ever will meet Schedule 3.
Then why did they put a patent on it?
Exactly.
Correct.
Why did they patent it years and years ago? Why did they have the organization, what is it, the NIA, the NIS, go fuck yourself? What was that? That they had a program that people today still receive free pot from our government.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're trying to tell me, Al?
It's a sham by the government. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, we know that.
It's just, it's just now that people are finding new ways on how to fight the government. I'm surprised this wasn't happening sooner. Actually, now that I think about it.
Okay. So the next topic is Jeff Sessions. We got to talk this out because people are freaking out. I'm not sure if we should be freaked out or not, but he is... he's saying bad things about cannabis. He's saying that, you know, it's all going to revert back to the way it was. They will close everybody down if he has his way. But we may see the light at the end of the tunnel because Trump's, I just pulled this up, Trump's cranks up heat on Sessions, and he'll get fired. That's the best thing that can happen is that...
That would not be a bad outcome, if Sessions just disappeared.
I mean... He is just, I mean, who the fuck, how could somebody say the things that he says? How can he liken it? You know, I mean, I hate to say this, but one day he's going to need it for something.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's when they change their mind.
Correct.
That's totally when they change their mind.
Well, it comes from ignorance, you know? That's why we need the other organizations that work for it.
Is it ignorance or stupidity? Of course
it is. If he knew the potential for healing that this plant has, that he would still be so against it?
Then I'm sure people have gotten in front of these people.
Yeah, but when you believe something so wholeheartedly, even if someone puts evidence in front of your face, you may choose not to see it because you want to believe what you believe. I mean... Don't you know somebody who's held on to something even though the opposite is obvious?
And those people have never done their due diligence. They've only mouthed something.
Well. Yeah,
they've
never done the research. The reasons are many and varied, but those people exist. In the light of day, in the face of evidence, they refuse to see things because they don't want to be wrong.
Janet, you're allowed to talk.
They don't want to be wrong.
Look at Janet. Elliot.
I just wonder if Jeff Sessions has some kind of financial interest.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I think the political intricacies of all this are so intense.
Oh, deeply
rooted.
And
we are so far removed from the actual truth that exactly what Elliot said, I think, is a huge part of it as well.
Yeah. And I mean, also being so far removed, we really don't know what the hell is happening.
Correct.
We can speculate
until the cows come home, and we have no idea.
You know?
Okay. Well, forget about him. We don't want to talk about Trumpty Dumpty anymore because who knows? He could be falling off that wall sooner or later, and hopefully it's sooner than later.
Now, there was a show a long time ago where you did like Trump.
Because you
we have it.
You are kidding
it's
me.
It's in the archives.
Wait a minute.
We fought. There was a show we fought.
We fought.
I forgot.
Daddy's found out.
Me and Candace were sitting here, and we were...
Oh, I don't lie.
What I liked about him
was that he wasn't a puppet, because all politicians are puppets. What I liked about him, he had that go fuck you, and if you don't like what I'm doing, double go fuck you.
And you know what? That is exactly the reason why he appealed to so many people.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know what? I understand. A lot of people say the same thing, and
because
they wanted something different so desperately that they were like, screw it, I'll take that.
Right.
But he showed himself to be a complete nincompoop within 30 seconds.
I can't wait to hear the next thing that comes out of his mouth because it's my entertainment and it's free. That's all I can say. Anyway, I think we really have to talk about, as I call them, our fabulous Jewlicious friends, because... They move way beyond anybody
in
the
camp. What's happening in Israel?
Oh my
God. Okay, I have one too, but you go.
Cannabix Pharmaceuticals established a human cannabis cancer genetics lab. I have the goosebumps and I'm going to cry.
That's awesome.
I mean, to expand its personalized diagnostics, they will develop diagnostic tools based on.
Human genome.
What's genome?
The genome is your genetic code.
Okay, and is this a typo?
I think that might be a typo, but some kind of genetics and cannabinoids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
cool.
That's beautiful.
As a self-proclaimed nerd, Jess.
Yeah.
I mean, how great is that? Why aren't we doing
well,
that?
Well, it's great, but honestly, it's not surprising because Raphael Mechoulam started doing his work how many years ago now?
I'm in love
so
with
him. We know
him.
Israel
yes.
is ahead.
Yes.
And that's wonderful for the people
Listen,
who are already established.
I only dated Jewish guys. I'm sorry. I mean, really.
And one of the best documentaries Mechoulam did as well, The Scientist.
Yes, The Scientist, so, which you can watch for free on YouTube.
Correct.
I highly recommend it.
What and is it called again?
The Scientist. And it's about him, and it's been translated into a bunch of languages. You can watch it subtitled.
He's still working now, isn't he?
No, he's retired. He's elderly. I mean, I think he's still...
Is there somebody...
I think he still does public
still involved,
speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, he still does
public
speaking, but I don't think
hired.
He's actively researching anymore.
Are you overwhelmed, Al, with three bitches that are louder than you?
No, you guys say something and I Google it real quick and then I'm stuck reading it real fast. It's awesome. No, this website is
yes,
great.
Yes, yes.
So listen, another thing happened in Israel recently that was really cool. This, what is it? The Students for Sensible Drug Policy, SSDP.
Oh, yes.
They're now in 26 countries. They just opened their first... I think it's their first chapter in Israel.
Oh my!
So that's
incredible.
Wonderful.
That's
cultivating
fabulous.
Awareness and policy awareness with young people who then grow up to be legislators and potentially can change drug policy.
And my friend that lives in Israel, mm-hmm. Well, he's my friend through a friend. One year, a couple years ago, he came here and he had a suitcase full of the most fabulous joints I'd ever seen
in
my life.
Beautiful.
What a dangerous idea. Okay.
And I thought, really? They were fabulous.
From Israel?
Oh my God, it was the best spot.
You know, I have to say, I went to Israel when I was 18. I lived there for a few months.
And
the weed was terrible.
Did you live in a kibbutz?
No.
Oh, you didn't do the kibbutz?
No, I didn't do the kibbutz thing.
I love
I was
the
in
kibbutz.
The city.
All my friends did the kibbutz.
My sister did the kibbutz thing. Actually, yeah, her
did
first
she have,
child
did she have hairy
one.
Armpits too?
No. Well, actually, I don't know. I was so little when she did
well,
that.
I mean,
I
think
me.
That's a part of it, you know, that kind of whatever.
Letting it all hang out.
Yeah. Okay. And another thing that's really good is the ex-New York Jets star, Marvin Washington. He is one of five. Did we talk about this? Five plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Against,
we talked about
okay,
this. Yeah.
Jeff Sessions. So, that's right. I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. Found it. Too okay. late. Here's something good. Maine's dispensary, a medical marijuana dispensary in Maine, offered do-gooders a chance to trade community
yes.
service
that's
for
wonderful.
Free cannabis over the weekend. Pick up a bag of trash and get a free gram of marijuana.
That's perfect.
That is excellent.
They should get the prize.
Who was that?
I want to call them.
Whoever thought of that is a genius.
I want them on the
wonderful.
Show. Yeah. So how, I mean, look what they're thinking of now. Look what people are doing. They're being creative. They're working with, working within their communities. They're mm-hmm. trying to raise awareness and money within their communities. I mean, especially what these guys are
can
doing.
Can I give a shout out? Please?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have a special shout out to Summit Medical Marijuana in Gardiner, Maine.
Woo. Oh, yes. Yay. Wow, that's fabulous. You guys are doing fabulous.
And I'm going to send you guys an email.
Send them an email. Nice. We want to get them on the show.
Yep.
We want to talk to them. Anyway, What else? Okay.
Oh, I have something.
We have 2 minutes because I just got the hook.
Well, just really quick, there's another convention coming up really quick on
where?
Drug policy reform. Again, the 2017 International Drug Policy Reform Conference is coming up October. I think it's the 11th to the 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. And something that's really cool about that conference is that they provide scholarships and like financial help to students from all over the world to come to these conferences. It makes it an international event. And
yeah.
again, they grow up to be the legislators
yes.
who can be
yes.
potential bringers of
Those
change.
Those are our
Brilliant.
People that are going to save our world. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with our buds. And we're going to talk with Janet and Nicole and Elliot's on his toes today, man. He's sharp today because he has these four bitches. We'll be right back with more Hot Pot Topics.
Tell me what you dirty be on no. And if you think like I'm thinking then baby, let's lose control. I've been watching you from across the room all night. And I like the way you're digging in the move you moving, baby, then make it alright. Now if you wanna talk to me after we dance for a minute, I wanna see the way you move, wanna see the way you groove. Now baby, look, ooh yeah, you got it. You what I need, hey. Ooh baby, on the dance floor. Yeah, you know exactly what I've been looking for. Ooh, now we on the dance floor. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, yeah. Catch a tiger by the toe. Ooh, if he holler, make him pay, yeah. That $50 check we pay. Let's go now, you, me. I know it was from the start to right. So I told you, baby, you and me, we gon' take off to tonight. Come on. Now, baby, look. Ooh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, you know exactly what I've been looking for. Ooh, now we on the dance floor.
Oh, come on, baby, you know you exactly what I've been looking for.
Who this you? Who this you? Who this me? Who this me? I've been feeling you a girl, I can't tell you everything. Got my girl at the crib, got four kids, yeah, she trip. But if you wanna chill, baby, let me know the biz. Oh, I feel your groove in every way. Oh, I feel your groove in every way. So let's keep it. Now, baby, look. Ooh, yeah, you got it. You what I need. Yeah. Ooh, baby, on the dance floor. Yeah, you know exactly what I've been looking for. Ooh, now we on the dance floor.
Oh, come on, baby, you know you exactly what I've been looking for. Come on.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. We're having so much fun here today. We got a girl show, and Elliot is just, he's like literally a pig in shit.
Oh, I know.
He is just, he loves it. He's having so much fun. Tell him how much fun you're having.
I'm having a lot of fun. Hey, but shout out to Dean and shout out to Chris.
Okay,
yeah.
We're
yeah.
shouting out to, where
hey,
are
Dean
they?
And Chris.
They're not here today.
They're not here.
Today.
Say hello.
Yeah.
Dean and Chris.
I know. Anyway, we're here with, Jessica. Sweet Jess is back.
Hello.
That's what I'm going to call you now, Sweet Jess.
Can I
change your name?
Sure.
Okay, good.
So just turning it around.
Well, we have our first guest is Janet.
Oh. Hi, Janet.
Are we doing Janet?
Hi, Janet.
Janet is the CEO of Crave Skincare. And you have beautiful skin.
Thank you. She does.
I mean, did you always...
You just turned 50. You're gorgeous.
No.
And I have all these beautiful little bottles of her product in front of me.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not kidding you. 50.
I hate you.
Isn't she beautiful?
Who found her? Get her out of
here. I found her. She's my friend. No, you can't kick her out.
She's
beautiful. I'm going to bring all my beautiful friends to you.
I love it. Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. So you've had rosacea.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
I would never... I cannot believe your skin is so beautiful. So because of what your skin... what happened to you, obviously, you created a line of skincare products.
Yes.
How did you get involved with cannabis, first of all?
Okay, I was making skincare products at the time, and I went to a Women Grow meeting where I listened to a guy speak about CBD and the benefits on kids and all of the anti-inflammatory benefits of CBD, and I said, okay, I'm going to try this, and I tried it, and it was pretty awesome. Meaning that you just added it into what you were already making?
I reformulated. Okay. I tried it on the skin.
I have a question.
Sure was, yes.
Before you reformulated it with cannabis, mm-hmm. what was your skin like? That's what I want to know.
It had been starting to heal, but it was kind of a long process. And the cannabis was just the one thing that made it just completely took it to another level. I've always used a lot of different extracts in my products and focused
when
heavily
you say
on anti-inflammatory.
Extracts, do you mean like
vitamins, botanicals,
okay,
like plant
okay.
extracts yes. and essential oils and stuff?
Yeah, lots of phytonutrients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you put terpenes in your skincare products?
So terpenes are a tricky one. There's a lot of people that say that they're really great for their skin. But
we think that maybe certain ones are and certain ones are not.
Yeah, and it depends on your own constitution. It depends
right.
on what you're allergic to. Right.
Can I say something for all those people who are ignorant to what you just said as far as terpenes used in skincare?
Yes. Is that what you, also called essential oils.
Yes, so the
right.
smelly stuff.
Right.
But those molecules can react with your skin.
Yes, and anything that's smelly needs to be used in very small doses on the face. Right. Otherwise, you keep it below the neck.
Okay,
Because there's a lot of these terpenes that are in the cannabis plant and in essential oils that are also on the EU allergen list.
Oh.
And so, you know, people wonder why sometimes when they use natural products that they break out mm-hmm. or, you know, have a bad reaction. Well, that's usually why.
Sure.
Everybody reacts to plants differently. So the extracts that I use are oftentimes quite highly refined. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, like a chamomile plant, instead of using the whole plant, I will use part of the plant, which is an extract called bisabolol. Bisabolol is the anti-inflammatory in chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking all the allergens out and using only the anti-inflammatory part that actually does good for the skin.
Mm-hmm. So it's not, I'm thinking of the entourage effect, like
yes.
the cannabis plant. It's not the same where you would want the effects of all aspects of that plant necessarily?
I do not think so.
Okay. Interesting. Wait, I have another question, because Janet and I met actually through Women Grow and at an event, and I remember talking to her or hearing her talk about her skincare line, and I told her I used raw coconut oil on my face, which I did for about a year. And that started a really interesting conversation where she explained to me why that wasn't a good thing to do. And so, Janet, would you share with us?
Wait, before you answer, I used to use raw coconut oil for my eczema because
mm-hmm.
I used to have eczema really bad.
Okay. On your body, you're probably okay, but on your face, it's going to land you in the dermatologist office.
Why? Because it clogs pores.
It clogs pores.
And I had acne on my chin when we met. And then
it's oil. Yeah. It clogs pores. But Sophia Loren puts olive oil on her skin, and
that's
she's gorgeous.
Different.
So what's the difference?
There's because oils all have a comedogenic rating.
Mm.
So
meaning can it go through
yes.
the skin?
And okay. so... Coconut
not
oil is going to be a number 4 out mm-hmm. of 5.
Okay? What's number
so anything
one?
Anything over like a 2, you just don't want to put it on your face.
So 1 and 2 is like super small molecules that can pass through and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. Okay, so I have this is like a total side off question. Okay, what about tea tree oil?
Tea tree oil is great for acne. But again...
Toe fungus.
You know, I'm allergic
it
to
cured.
Tea tree oil.
Yeah, see?
I got
yeah,
I can't
okay.
use it.
I got a toe fungus mm-hmm. when I went and had a pedicure. It's the only thing that worked. It was the only thing
really?
That worked, yes.
You know what also works for fungus in the nails? Just I know from my Cuban grandma, dipping the finger in 50% bleach and 50% water for like a couple minutes every night, that'll kill it too.
Yeah.
And of course, taking probiotics helps.
We know everything. What the hell? Don't go to
the
doctor.
Us,
call us. We
any
know
question.
Everything. Go ahead.
So, oils, fats, lipid.
So, a lot of oils are great for the skin, and they work really well, and they will not break you out, but a lot of oils will.
So, what does MCT mean?
MCT, so I use an ingredient called caprylic capric triglycerides. It's the same thing as MCT.
No, they use that in vape cartridges.
Yeah.
MCT oil.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
MCT oil. It's all like a super refined coconut oil, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, there's so different organic.
They take all of the fatty acids. They refine the fatty acids out of coconut oil.
Okay.
Sometimes
so what's left
palm
when
oil.
The fatty acids are gone?
So those are the fatty acids. The CCT or the MCT oil
Got
is
it.
The
I
fatty
actually
acids.
Read about this like 3 days ago. This is crazy we're talking about.
Isn't
this.
It fun?
No, because I remember reading the article and it's 62 to 65%.
I can't believe her skin.
Is she
I want to kill myself.
Stop.
I'm killing myself.
Don't kill yourself. You got free product today. Just use it.
Oh, great. No, I would never do that. That's just what I say. It's an East Coast thing. That's all.
I know. No, I'm not taking you seriously. I don't think you're going to go shoot yourself.
Listen, if I was going to do that, I'd really let everybody know.
Would you really?
Oh,
I would
yeah.
think that you wouldn't. I would think that if you really, really want to kill yourself, you're not going to tell anybody because you don't want someone to stop you.
Okay, so.
No,
so,
I'd never do that.
So what about.
Or maybe
I got to speak up for all the fellas
yeah.
out
okay.
there, okay?
Yeah.
What about
the shaving?
Yes.
What about the
yes.
shaving
Good
line?
Question.
Okay.
And
what about
I'm
going
to say it like this because I use. I'm just going to say it. I use baby oil to shave. I don't like using shaving cream, you
okay.
know? So I'll use the electric shaver to shave.
Rather, instead of baby oil, use the MCT oil. That would be a better.
Do they have it at Trader Joe's? Or?
They don't have it at Trader Joe's.
What's it called?
MCT
you probably
oil.
Get it on Amazon if
I'm
you just want
right
MCT
now.
Oil.
You can find
yeah.
it.
Google
it.
I'm on
Google
it.
It.
Yeah,
what?
I can give you some.
We're resourceful people. We can find everything.
Sure.
What?
But shaving causes the same sort of irritation as you're going to get from, you know, women get it from certain skincare products.
Mm-hmm.
And my products, I've formulated them all not to have that.
Well, how did
to
she
take
get
down
more
the irritation.
Than me? Did
okay,
she get
so let's
more
say,
than
let's
me?
Say,
no,
let's
I gave
say,
you that.
Okay,
this
good.
Is in the
I'm
little
just,
bag. I just opened up the bag and took the bottles out, so I have a little.
I'm just making sure that you don't get more than I do. That's
okay,
all.
We have to be even.
No, I'm older. I'm the queen. I get more. Hello,
okay,
where have
okay,
you
okay.
been?
Sorry, I'm new. I'm new to the court, my lady.
No, so let's talk about this more in detail. I'm interested in all the names because I'm sitting here reading all the products and you have like the Virgin,
wait,
the Salvation.
Wait, real quick. I want to know. There's a new product that I have the description of in my hand. It's Crave
it
Radical
called?
C Antioxidant Armor. And I really like vitamin C products because I tend to get melasma. I have like my mm-hmm. freckles join hands and have parties on
you
my face.
You have beautiful yeah. skin also.
Thank you very much. I take good care and I eat a lot of raw fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
But anyway, so this product has a lot of vitamin C in it, which will potentially. Who's making fun of me now?
Hey, you do eat a lot because you did a post. You were in
She's
LA
beautiful.
Or something like that,
yeah.
eating at a restaurant.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
going through my feet, and I was like, oh, I wish I was eating healthy. Like
yes,
that.
I do eat a lot.
You guys always check
I like
and eat
food.
Healthy, and I still don't.
You, right, right. You need to get him on a diet.
Whenever you're ready, you call me. I can help you.
Right, because he needs a lot of help.
I ate a McDonald's Big Mac for lunch.
You're going to die. You'll be
in
the hospital tonight. Oh, my
God. Had a Big Mac
today. Hey, we're talking truth on the air.
You might not feel so great tomorrow, Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't call me when you're in the hospital. Because he does that. He'll call me in the hospital crying.
You know how many direct messages I'm going to get for saying that?
Now I'm going to say, Elliot.
Call me when you're in the hospital. I'm going to say, what have you been eating for the last week?
And he said, you know what he says? I've been eating really good. I haven't been eating anything bad. And then in another breath, he's talking about his favorite food is a pizza with as much pepperoni as you can put on it.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
That's ugh, really
sweetheart.
Disastrous. Anyway, I'm
okay,
you're taking...
Okay, well, my services Janet. Are offered. Wait, I was talking about the vitamin C thing. So it's the new C serum. Talk
yes.
about it for a second. Why is it awesome? Tell
it's
us.
It's awesome because,
I like that
all,
it has ferment in it, so it has probiotics. That's
yes,
exciting.
Yes, it does. That's mm-hmm. actually the preservative.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. It's a
yep.
live preservative.
Yep.
That's very exciting.
So the new vitamin C serum is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
It is really very active, so you'll feel it sort of working on your face. But it's great for brightening and lightening dark spots.
Yeah.
It's good for wrinkles. You want to wear
I need a gallon of it,
wait,
please.
Wait, I have a question.
And I want a paintbrush.
It has Edelweiss in it. It's a
yes,
beautiful name. Can you tell
I
us
know.
What Edelweiss?
It's a flower.
What does it do in the
isn't
face
it
cream,
a flower?
Please? Yes,
yeah.
but it's yes.
It oh. is another antioxidant
really?
Ingredient, and it has skin calming properties.
Cool.
So anything that I can find that's going to be both beneficial as an antioxidant, as
mm-hmm.
a wound healer, and that is anti-inflammatory, I use it.
It's fantastic.
There's no hint of any, I don't see any, do you have makeup on?
I have a little bit of a tinted moisturizer on.
I mean, your skin is really beautiful.
No redness. Like you were saying earlier that you used to suffer with rosacea, and your skin tone is very even.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking to me.
Call Janet.
That I'm like, oh my God, like 3 years ago, this was not the case.
No, for you guys who can't see her, she's gorgeous. She has perfect skin and pink hair, and it's so cute.
I love it.
She's so cute.
I think I'm going to do mine purple.
Awesome.
How do people get you?
Online. So
do you have a Facebook page?
Craveskincare.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
C-R-A-V-E. I had to ask Patty
Crave.
That.
Wow.
And on Instagram.
Excellent. So what was the difference when you started adding the cannabis to your ingredients that you found?
I found for me that it almost seemed to just heighten everything and make it more effective.
You mean you were higher or
no, it's not psychoactive.
The actual, you know, the way that the serum is very calming, mm-hmm. and it the products are really interesting to use. So if you're used to like a normal cream where it's white and fluffy and you put it on, you feel like you've got kind of like a layer of schmutz on your face. This is not
that.
The same.
No.
You know,
schmutz.
That's one of the fun things about your product, because I've used it before. You feel like you're a chemist, because you're like, okay, I'll put 2 drops of this and then wait for that to absorb.
I can't wait to try
it. It's really fun.
I want to come back. I mean, in a month, I better look like I'm 39 or you're dead.
You will. You totally will.
No, I'm just teasing. Fabulous. I mean, the products, you know what? We'll take a picture of them.
Yeah, and we also like that they're in dark glass containers, because that helps preserve them.
They're fabulous.
Well.
They're fabulous.
No plastic. It's
so
wonderful.
Listen, ladies, her skin, we'll have to take it. We'll take a
nice picture of Janet. Aww.
Put it on Instagram, on Hemp Radio's Instagram.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. And we're going to take a short break, and then we come back, Janet's staying so she can enjoy the rest of the day with us, or make fun of us, or whatever she wants to do. And then when we're going to talk with Nicole.
Yes.
Nicole is going to talk about her sugar leaf delivery service. We'll be right back with more Hot Pot Topics. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes. I'm here with Elliot.
Elliot.
What's going, babe?
E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home. And sweet Jess.
Hello.
How's it going, babe?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good.
As always. And our two guests, Janet.
Hi.
With Crave Skincare.
I like how you say that so slow.
I know.
Crave.
That's going to be the commercial.
I mean, Crave. And we have Nicole DeMondo.
Yep, perfect.
Nicole of the world.
Correct.
This is what I love. She is from Brooklyn, New York.
Ooh.
And I love that. And what is a Scorsese's tax? You were in Taxi Driver, babe.
No, but that's when I was in Brooklyn.
Wow. Your father was from
during that era.
How about the food there? Do you want to kill yourself here? There's no great, not like
it's different
there, New York.
I can't tell you how excited I am to go back to New York in October. I lived in New York 6 years ago. I left.
Yeah.
I am really excited about the food. I know that's kind of obnoxiously American of me, but I'm really excited to go eat foods that I miss.
Because that's where it is. That's where the good food is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have quite an interesting background, and it's, oh my goodness, you've done a lot of things. What made you decide to do you have Sugar Leaf
Wellness, the delivery service here in Orange County.
In Orange County. Mm-hmm. And what made, you've done so many things. What made you decide to get into the cannabis business?
That's a fantastic question. A lot of it just stemmed from the experiences that I had with ailments and illness with my grandmother and my father.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother suffered terribly with Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
my father with COPD and mm-hmm. congestive heart failure. And one of the things that is probably the worst for somebody to go through during their life, when you talk about life lessons, is watching, these vivacious individuals deteriorating in front of you and coming to terms with the fact that there's nothing you can do.
I told my daughter to kill me. I'm serious. Before, when I don't know you, you have to kill me. I'm sorry. I'm saying it and I mean it.
I agree.
Well, you can just go to Oregon.
Isn't it legal here?
Is it legal?
Yeah, it's legal here in California. Here, okay, we're not talking about that now. Anyhow,
okay.
Go ahead. Things have changed now.
So, as a result of those experiences, I kind of started on my own doing the research
mm-hmm.
and wanted to step into finding out alternative methods. And mm-hmm. if I, it's the quintessential saying, if I had known then what I know now, the idea of being able to prolong their life or at least make their lives more comfortable,
mm-hmm.
that would have been fantastic. Unfortunately, I was not able to do that. But my idea is to now provide that for the patients that we come in contact with.
Yeah. So how are you visualizing your business as a delivery service? Do you have a specific target market?
Absolutely. And, we do both recreational and medicinal. Mm-hmm. However, the avenue that we are pursuing is going to revolve more around the medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to actually communicate all the benefits mm-hmm. To cannabis. Whether it be people who are interested in CBD and THC or just, the THC, what makes us very different as a delivery service is we provide consultations. Mm-hmm. So when you call us, our objective is to make sure to get like a full profile. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, a short intake over the phone and then schedule an appointment, go into the home. It's free of charge.
And who's doing the actual consultation?
It's
with
me.
The person?
It's you. Me, yeah.
Okay. And what's your, are you a nurse or something?
No, this is all just based on just overall research that I've done. And the research has actually been very positive, mm-hmm. but we do work in conjunction with, you know, doctors. If and the research that's done, we never, you know, kind of promote it where we tell people, oh, you know, follow this strategy and it's going to be great and you're going to be healthy all of a sudden. And we don't want to approach it that way. We actually want to step in and educate mm-hmm. the people who are curious about alternative methods,
right?
You know, to help them heal. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, I have patients that will have neuropathy, they have MS, mm-hmm. I'm going in, you know, collecting the information, doing the research, and literally, you know, trying to map out a strategy to see what works, what's going to be best, so that, you know, they have that alternative method. Mm-hmm. And in many instances, what we're also finding is that seniors now are going to their doctor. The doctor may support cannabis, and they tell the patient, oh, go to your local dispensary. And if you're dealing with somebody who is now about to embark on the subject matter they know nothing about, going into a dispensary can be a really scary thing. Mm-hmm. Not because it's the dispensary is bad, but because the information is not necessarily there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that they feel comfortable, they feel confident, they mm-hmm. feel secure. Being able to provide that means everything in the world to us. So
that's great.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Where do you see, how are you getting your word out there? I know you're just starting.
Yes.
So how?
I got something to elaborate on that too.
What?
Didn't you say earlier in the show that it was a delivery service for medical patients and recreational patients?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Because I'd never thought of a delivery service having recreational patients. I'm sure there's a whole market out there, and
isn't that what all delivery services do?
No, they have patients that call them, and they say, okay, what's your rack?
Right, and usually most delivery services, you have to know what you want. And right. Because, I mean, there's a fine line that they can't cross. They can't practice medicine. Right. So if they're practicing medicine, they're breaking the law. So they feel very limited in what they can say. And, I mean, really, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the line is.
Right. But still, I mean, don't you see all the ads every day with all the shit that they told you was good to take, that you could take it now?
Well,
you're dying.
That's why, like, for example, in my company with Dr. Hillary, that's what we do. We go to people's homes and we're writing them a rec, and we're spending 3 hours with them educating them, the caretaker, and their family.
Exactly.
So
you two should hook up, because what a perfect marriage. Because
actually, it wouldn't be legal, because the doctor cannot.
I didn't mean get married.
No, right. Because I work with the doctor, I cannot work with the dispensary, because I'm the doctor's agent. So
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
there were places, I remember that there are dispensaries all had doctors there that wrote that had patients come in, and the dispensary was right there too.
It becomes really tricky, and everything that Jessica is explaining is correct. We will work in conjunction, for example, with doctors. Like if we have questions, or if I have a question, I will tell the patient, you know what, I need to speak to your doctor, or you need to speak with the doctor. But because there has to be, you know, distance between the doctor and the product, what ends up happening is that a lot of the research is, you know, I'm doing on my own. Mm-hmm. So,
wow, I had no idea.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, there are some restrictions that are really in place for people's safety, but you know,
Safety, and
when you're dealing with the elderly who are already taking a lot of medications and are physically compromised one or many ways, if you just start throwing cannabis out at willy-nilly, you can really mess them up. You can make their blood pressure drop so that they start fainting all the time.
Right.
You can keep them up all night by accident. You can make other drugs either less effective or more effective depending on what's taking up spots in the liver.
Right.
So these things all need to be controlled for people who are ill, who are on lots of medication.
I think this has to have a plan. It
has to be mapped out.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it really needs to be done in conjunction with their doctor.
Correct.
Right. And it must be.
Another great opportunity would be working with senior places.
Yes, absolutely. Laguna Woods is an area that we...
There's a lot of them. I mean, even in Seal Beach or Sunset Beach, wherever that...
Leisure World,
which is Laguna Woods.
Yeah, all of the retirement...
All the retirement communities. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the people that really need to use it. Instead of being drugged... Give them some edibles or give them, I mean,
give their livers
whatever.
A break, for God's
right.
sake.
Right.
I mean, come
right.
on.
Right.
All of these opiates.
Yeah.
Nobody can poop.
Yeah. And and when did it all of a sudden become okay to create a drug that counteracts the effects of the drug that they're taking? So doing something simple as being able to poop has all of a sudden become this absolute horrid situation.
Well, no, what it's become is the market for laxatives.
Yes.
That's what it's become,
yes.
my dear.
Yes, correct.
So, you know, they build upon each
Are
other.
We talking
right.
shit
they make
now?
They make side effects to make up new drugs
shit.
To take
yeah.
up to take a care of the side effect.
Correct.
That's
Absolutely.
How that business works.
Absolutely. And it's horrifying.
Yeah.
You know.
I see great opportunities for a business like yours.
Thank you.
You know, and also a business like yours because, you know, there are so many things that people do not know exist
yes.
Correct.
To help
That's
them.
Huge.
And what we're
to
all trying to
their,
do is
right.
educate
right.
the public and it, take away
right.
this horrible stigma of fear
right.
around this harmless and beneficial plant.
And that's a huge point because many of the seniors that we've come in contact with
mm-hmm.
have never been exposed to
right.
cannabis before. And they literally are coming from, you know, that whole Reefer
Just
Madness
the propaganda.
Generation.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, the propaganda.
And they're afraid. They
mm-hmm.
they don't know anything. And the other thing that's been really interesting, we've also found out that the doctors are, you know, telling the seniors to go out to the deliveries or dispensaries
uh-huh.
because they don't know anything.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That too.
So we're encountering that as well.
Well,
that's
because
the
there's such a resistance in this country. They
Correct.
Won't look at studies unless they're done here. But because it's Schedule I, they can't study it. So all the good studies
Catch
are from
22.
Other countries and around
right.
we go around
yeah.
the circle.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's gotten better. that I
Let,
know
let's
that
hear
I've
some
seen.
Good news.
Yes.
Tell me something funny. Tell me something good.
Oh, well, hey, did did you guys hear about the guy that was stuck in the ATM machine?
No.
Oh, no.
Wait, how do you get stuck in an ATM machine? How did he get in it?
Well, think about it. He was an ATM repairman.
Uh-huh.
And he did not. He got stuck inside of an ATM in Corpus Christi, Texas.
God.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
He did not have a cell phone, and the swipe card he needed was left in his car. He's a guy. You're dumb fucks. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
It is what it is. He was stuck for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
2 hours.
Inside of an ATM machine.
How could you even fit in there?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
that
know.
Sounds-
in Corpus Christi, you know how hot it is there?
And humid.
And this, I mean, this just happened. It was all over the news.
Yeah, how, I thought, I didn't know there was that much space in there
right.
to hold an entire
possible?
Human when it's closed.
Yeah.
Well, he obviously he wasn't a football player. I'm not sure.
Right.
I didn't see a picture of him. But
I guess I didn't imagine that
he was
the inside of an ATM.
He was putting notes through. You know, and people were laughing and thought, you know,
like people are getting notes at like, the ATM going, please let me out.
Yeah. And you know, you think it's canted camera or something stupid.
Oh, my God.
And everybody was ignoring
That's
him.
That's ridiculous.
He was
oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry laughing at you.
I know,
I'm
but
sorry.
It was hysterical. Mm. They thought it was a joke. But a contract worker took it seriously. So
Thank
anyway,
goodness.
They got he had a note that says, please help. I'm stuck. I love it. I mean, it was
Poor
2 hours. Yeah. Well, you know what? Don't ever forget your cell phone. And ladies, we know that.
Don't leave your keys in the house.
Right.
Even if you're going out. This happens to me so much. Even if you're going out to water a plant, take your keys in your pocket.
Stoner's Dream Machine rolls 100 joints in 3 minutes.
Oh, my God. Really?
Brilliant.
Where else but Las Vegas? The machine is the Futurola knock box. Fucking dumb as that. It's a Dutch made, they called it contraption. That's what it is. But it rolls 100 joints in 3 minutes. Wonder how much pot, is that like an ounce, do we think?
I would think 100 joints.
I don't know.
No, that's more than an ounce.
Yeah.
That's like 5
and,
ounces. I don't know. I have no idea.
My favorite story.
27 ounces.
My favorite story.
No, 27 grams in an hour.
My favorite story of the day. Al, you'll like this, honey.
Okay.
David Chavez. is in police custody today.
What for?
After a local farmer found him having inappropriate relations with a guy's pig.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh my
no.
God, yes.
No.
And
Davis.
Davis Chavez. What the fuck? Oh, you should have seen his picture. Oh my God. He looked. Do you remember Igor in like the old horror movies?
Yes.
It looked like his face was. He was very, very scary. It was scary. The guy was ugly. The only thing he could get is a fucking pig. Really? Okay?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Really?
This is terrible.
The farmer walked in on him and he went and got his shotgun. And the guy says, The guy ran in with his shotgun and says, "Get off this pig or I'll shoot you." Chavez was screaming, saying his penis was stuck in the pig's vagina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Wait, there's more.
They used warm water to separate them.
Oh, God, I didn't need to hear that.
And Chavez was taken into custody.
And
the
was,
pig is pregnant.
No. Wait. But no, wasn't the guy in love with the pig or
yes,
something?
Yes.
Oh,
they
God.
Carried the guy away saying, "I love her. I would not hurt her."
Oh, man.
He later told the police the pig was his soulmate from a previous life, and
oh,
he's been having
God.
An affair with her for 6 months.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
If any of your that friends, is- say, if anybody says to you, so-and-so's dating a pig, I would think twice about it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, after this story, this is a true story. I don't make this shit up. I could never, ever, ever.
That is quite a story. Thank you for sharing, Patty. We all have some very creative images in our brains now. Thank you. Warm water.
Yeah. Does anybody else have anything to say, Elle? Is there anything that you wanted to add to this?
Yes. What comes after pig vagina, Elle?
Oh.
You tell me.
No comment.
You're not saying anything.
No comment on that one.
Hey,
I don't think any of us can top that.
Go to hempradio.com. There's other shows just as interesting. And I started numbering them. And please, if you go to the shows, don't pay attention to the numbering because I'm not done yet. But we have over 240 shows, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know how many there were.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are really hysterical. Some of them are stupid, and some of them are fabulous. Most of them are fabulous. And, you know, it's what we do here. Elle, what are you doing?
I'm on our Instagram.
He's on our Instagram. Are you posting pictures
are you posting
of what
pictures?
We're doing right now
no,
while
I'm
we're not, doing it?
No, I'm editing something. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
What else,
Patty? Let's see. I love the New York Post. They usually have some really good shit here. I didn't. Do you want to say something?
Just very happy to be here and really enjoyed the pig story. That was quite
we're
uplifting
all still thinking about
and enlightening.
That
I love
poor
that.
Man and that
exactly. You know what? You said the right thing.
Kind.
You'll be back.
Ay. I can't believe that story. And the guy being carried away crying that he's in love with the thing.
Well, that's the greatest story ever. What an excuse.
Really
if it
sad.
Is an excuse, we hope that it is.
Well, like, what kind of creative despair is this man in that he comes up with this epic story about the pig being his past lover from another life?
Well,
like,
I think
lonely and isolated do you have to be
you should
emotionally?
See, if you saw his
like,
picture,
yeah.
If you saw his picture, the pig was probably mortified, number one, because the pig...
Well, but if it's been going on for 6 months,
six
and you know,
months.
Pigs can knock you down and bite you. Like, they can...
If this was the real pig that he was having a relationship with, the pig was gigantic.
But, like, pigs are kind of smart, so if the pig didn't like it, then I would think that maybe after a few times, the pig would see this guy coming and be like, "I'm going to bite this dude."
He tied the pig's... I saw
oh,
the pig.
My God.
He tied
no.
Yes. This is just all
legs
wrong.
And arms.
Okay, I don't want to know anymore.
Levels.
No. Yeah. I was already
so
trying
levels.
To, like, forgive everybody in my head,
he
and you
said.
Ruined it for me. I can't handle
what
it.
What did you think he said? He went over there, courted the pig, brought the pig...
I don't know. I mean, he thought he was in love. I thought maybe he at least...
I'd like to know
rotted an apple or something.
I'd like to know if the animal activists are out there right now.
This is terrible. Just,
yes.
I'm so sorry.
We did not
I'm sorry
no,
for the
we're
animal.
Just commenting on the news.
This is a
you know?
Story. This was
I
a
know,
real life story.
People, don't give us news to report on like that.
I believe that this actually happened.
This actually happened.
Yeah.
And
what's wrong with us as a species?
Well, I mean, these people think freezing your genitals to boost sex drive is.
Well, what about wait? What about cryotherapy? Wait, we're gonna
you
have
know
to
what?
Cryotherapy
we're getting
for
kicked
next
out
time.
Of this place because something. We're going awry. Anyway, I just got the hook. Guys, you're fabulous. I love you. Janet with
Crave.
I was trying
come on, everybody. No.
Crave. Make a song. Oh, Jessica.
Oh, we'll have to. I'll have to write you a jingle.
Right, she'll write you a jingle.
No, I'll just.
Her skin
I'll just,
is
we'll
fabulous.
Just record Crave.
Her skin is fabulous. Check out the website at Crave.
CraveSkincare.com. CraveSkincare.com. And Sugarleaf, what is your website?
Yeah, sugarleafwellness.com. Check us out. You can call us Instagram as well. It's 855-949-4200.
And support our women. These are great women with
yes.
great ideas,
yes.
with great businesses. We love them and we support them. And on
wait,
that-
let me plug mine too. Facebook.com/
yes.
Enlightened Integrative. Okay.
Is that your that sex site?
No. No, but you know what?
You have a sex site?
There is actually yeah. a porn star named Jessica Sweet. I just found this out. There is actually one.
We'll talk.
So,
you know what?
Yeah, next time.
Tune in next time and you'll hear all about Jessica Sweet, the porn
oh,
star.
Oh, God. What did I do?
And
Lord
and
heaven.
On that note,
oh,
it's time to blow this joint.